What are you standing around by? It's in the leg. About a dietary regime. They can solve it. You got it all established in your religion. That you don't touch, you don't taste, you don't chew no tobacco, you don't smoke no cigarette, you don't drink no whiskey, you don't take no wine. You understand? It's clean. That's all this. This plane don't care no snuff dippers. Yeah, this plane don't care. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Yes, Christ. You understand? Everybody's religion is braced. But from something natural that they abstain from. You understand? And the idiot standing up there with a crook in his hand, drinking down damnation. Calling himself drinking a blood of Christ. You understand? And that'll kill you quicker than any of that stuff I just mentioned. And your preacher standing up yonder, don't it, Julian, transgressing the commandments of God by his tradition. And it's not in the Bible that he says drink any of them. It's not in the Bible that he says you eat any of them. You understand? And let me tell you this. It's in that and it's all you not to eat no more. That's just the last one I'll eat with you. If you eat them, you eat them by yourself, I won't be there. There were two or three of you assembled together in my name, I'll be there. But if you start there eating, you'll have to eat by yourself. But I won't be there. That's what it said. Well, I ain't anew with you in my Father's kingdom. The kingdom of Israel stood on me in meats and drink. Ain't that right? And Paul said, the kingdom of Yahweh. Ain't that right? He said it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and make that juice in a cup. Yes. Amen. 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 How you like that? See, he's transgressing the commandments of God. Amen. Now here, then he takes this over here in the back. He says, Paul said, touch not. Taste not, but the very thing he's drinking, that's the thing he's talking about. Don't touch that and don't taste it. Tell him to stay from it. What are you doing? Faster. Won't eat. Won't drink. Won't touch. Won't taste. You understand? That's it. Is that right? Yes. Well, read on and let's see where that is now.
Wherefore, if ye be dead with
Messiah.
From the rudiments of the world.
From the rudiments. You know what the rudiments of the world are? All right, read on.
Why, as
the... Now, miss, you answer me this. Ask Reverend about this. You're asking about it. Let him answer the question. What are you doing that for? See, Paul is saying to him, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the word, you understand? If you're dead, as if you're dead with him. See, he's fulfilled and moved them out of the way. And when he's crucified, I'm crucified. Amen. See, when I'm fulfilled, I'm fulfilled. Amen. You understand? When he's resurrected, I'm resurrected with him. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but him that lives in me. Now, if he be dead, see, that's Colossians, the second chapter you're reading there. In the third chapter, in the first verse, it says this. You understand? If somebody always says, I want to see you live or die. We will put you on probation in our church. We want you to straighten up and fly right. We need you 6 months. We want to try you and see how you do. We even got around to the place now where they got issues to trial marriages. See? Put you on that for 6 months and see how you do. You understand? Probationary marriage. see, if you don't do so well, you understand, before we grant you a permanent marriage license, you understand? You see how you do on this. See, then that'll save you the money because I'm not here getting a divorce. And a lot of people are living together because they're not able to pay for a divorce. They're already separated.
Living right in the same house, sleeping in the same bed. Divorce.
Separated. And one way for you to be married. See, you're not married to the flesh. You're divorced from it. See, one way to get married is to have the same spirit. What is it? Have the same love. You understand one for another. See, every morning, the man and the wife with his feet say, God, get up here now with the boxing gloves on. And even speak decent to one another. Hell, you got my breath of land. What are you doing now? You must have got out of the bed on the wrong side of the bed. You got in on the wrong side, too.
Now, I'm telling the truth. Now, that may sound funny in the top and all that, but that's the way it is, and you know it is.
That's the way you live, old home. That's right. You come out with a congregation, you understand? Setting up that.
Praise the Lord, you understand?
That's right. I'm going to pass the evening around with my feet now, run out.
I do know there's something wrong with me. But I've seen it. You understand? Well, I saw you before you got to that when you took it.
There's something wrong with you. That's right. You see what I mean? Now, she'd be dead. See? And I said, as I said, they want to see me live a life. You see, I don't live here. So if you are dead and your life is here. See? Your life is here with Christ in God. Now listen. See? And when he shall appear, you understand? I will appear with him. That'll be too late for you to see me. You better see me now. Now, if you want to see me, you have no have to want to get where I am. You understand? Because I'm dead. And the life which I live now is, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved and gave himself up. You understand what I'm talking about? You see? Now, I'm talking about flesh now, taste now, hell now, the vine being the vine. You understand what I'm talking about? And the first thing that the man is telling you, you understand, to abstain from ourselves, you understand? For dead wife. No, I don't believe in getting drunk. You ought to have sense. Now somebody around got called, just got the Holy Ghost. You understand? You see what I mean? And we ain't even got sense enough to know what you do with water. This ain't nothing about whiskey. You see? That's right. And don't you know all that medication that you got dope and henbane, nightshade, belladonna, and all them kind of, ain't it, Dr. Harris? Saying, yeah, you are, those are deadly poisons. You see, you say, you take them down there for pain and sensibility. Well, no, look, I don't drink. I see, I'm sober. I don't touch no coffee, pet, no cake, no drink, no 1917. 50 years ago, see, 50 years ago, this year, 1917, the Spanish influence, the plague, the epidemic, you understand, was all in Springfield, too. And they was piled up out in Fern Cliff Cemetery. Ground was so hard, and they was dying so fast, like sheep with the rocks in 1917. Go on and get your record and say, understand? Just the funeral directors had to take them to a cemetery and leave them stacked up there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
1970, he died like a piece of the rocks. The doctor said, look, said, we don't know nothing to cure Spanish influenza. Said, the best thing we have found yet is whiskey.
Oh, I, Paul said, touch not, taste not, hell not.
Yes, he said, no, brother. I said, say, the thing does not taste, not him. I said, the Bible says that. See? The lost mama. He said, what's the matter with Spanish influenza? Ain't no need to call him back. He said, he don't know nothing but this. But there's some alcohol and whiskey. You understand? And nothing you take into this physical body, you understand, will not do your inner man no good whatsoever. That's not what we're trying to see. You understand? Hey, look, now. See, now, of course, if there's some of you didn't have the supper, let us know about it, and we'll try to make some rain, because that's the feed you out of there. You see, but that's not what we're doing here. You understand what I'm talking about? See, we're trying to feed your enemy. We want him to be a great, big, robust. Ain't that right? Yes, sir, we want him to be so big until he just radiates. You see, magnetized and attracts. It draws. You understand? You see what I mean? Yes, indeed. And he just cast out the devil like that. You understand? Somebody run up and jumped on somebody, you understand? The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Ain't that right? Is that right? Pulling down imaginations. Pulling down imaginations and strong hopes. And bringing every thought under the control or the obedience of the Holy Spirit, which is in you. Ain't that right? Now listen, folks. That same spirit that controls your physical body is the same one controls the sun. With every fallibility and unerring accuracy. You see, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I haven't preached no time. I want you to read all that now. And look through the preacher.
Wherefore you be dead from the fire, from the rudiments.
Now if you're dead from the rudiments back here of the world. All right.
Why as though living in
the world? Now that's the question.
Are you subject to what?
Now wait a minute. Now why? Would you tell me why you're a pastor? You understand what I'm saying? You just please explain how it is. If you can't explain, ask him. Why, if he be dead, why are you subject to ordinances? Now, I said the first tabernacle stood only meats and drinks and fine ordinances. until the time of the Reformation. Now he comes to fulfill the law. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And to move it out of the way, you understand? That natural physical Israel, now we're in the spirit, ain't that right? Now you be dead and risen. Now tell me, would you please, why are you going back to get this stuff and bring it over here? All right, now, read that.
Touch not.
Now, I said, don't touch it.
Taste not.
Don't taste it.
Handle not.
Which
all are to perish with the union.
Now, you see, now that'll feed it quick in the shop.
That's right.
Perish just as sure. He's taking around him with some dozen of wine, bread, juice, garlic, everything, and all that suffering, and fasting, and all of that. Here's what you're doing. You're denying that he come and fully fulfilled it. And he took him out of the way and made a full cross. Now, that's all Satan ever did to you, was deny. You understand? See, he denied that Messiah had their father delegated from the Father. See? He was the author.
Yes, the Bible says it. I wouldn't be standing up here telling you that if it didn't.
Yes. Wait, I'm ready. You can't just say, Hebrew. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that's what he said when he comes in the Word. You listen to the sacrifices and burnt offerings. Thou wouldst not demand in flesh, but a body, which thou hast prepared for me. Listen, then said I, the power of the testament, and he shall come and fulfill the testament of the Christ. That life, sacrifices and burnt offerings, thou wouldst not, but a body, which thou prepared for me. Then said I, no, I'll come in the body of the Christ. As it is written of me, to do thy will. Hold on. I did it. He taketh away first, right, that he might establish the second. Now, if you don't think that's in the Bible, I'll read it here, there's a tense type of reading. Remember? See? Now, this movement couldn't come with affection, so this one was taken out of the way. Listen, boy, in his totality. Somebody said, well, now listen. Now let's be real.
Yes.
Now didn't Christ answer to them? No. He didn't answer to them. What he said that he was doing, said he come as it is in the volume of the book, as it is written. See? That he taketh away the earth. Well, if I had to already be there before he could take it away, now any myth knows that. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he might establish the fact. Right?
Right.
Now here's Rev. The scripture lesson this morning will be the 8th chapter of Romans. May God bless the reading of his words to the good and benefit of our souls. The first verse reads thusly, and we will read 10 verses of it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, and into the flesh of the
God,
God sent him forth his own son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Isn't that right? You understand? Then has he got them there? Therefore, no condemnation to them. Listen, that are in Christ, who don't do just what you're doing.
Right.
Walking after the flesh, passing the communion around. That's blind Baptist, can't see nothing. See?
Now he's talking about abstaining from that stuff out down in the street.
See? And taking that chair. And that's what the book said. The book that you just got through reading. It's a chair. Dead. See? Is that what it said? The book said, touch not, finish not. Is that right?
Now look! Newton! Now you heard me, you and I find.
Listen close. Told Adam, that tree in the Garden of Eden, to eat all of the fruit of the tree. You see? You can have. No, don't you understand? You see? And you can have, if that's the fruit of the tree, you understand, the attribute symbolized by the fruit of the tree. That's right. You see what I'm talking about? And you can go all of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden. In the midst of the garden. See? Now, this is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Is that right? Now, don't touch it. And don't eat. Do you understand? Now Paul is telling you, you understand, the physical things. You understand? You see? And now them trees in that garden, God made them trees. God gave these ornaments to Israel. You see what I'm talking about? Now he told him what to eat and what not to eat, didn't he? You see? Now here he is here. Now this is moved out of the way. The natural is moved out of the way. Now we don't eat that no more. We're fasting. Somebody said, well, why don't you take the Lord's Supper? No, I'm fasting. You don't understand. But you know Jesus said. Showing you how people confuse the Bible. Yeah, I'm going. Consume the Bible. But Jesus said, when they come down out of the mountain, you understand? They come down out of the mountain. The man down there was down there, you know. The devil there, you know. The disciples, they had been out healing them, you know. And now, here comes, this is before he died. Here comes one while he up here in the mountain, you understand? You understand? They're speaking from the mountain. See, here's one they couldn't do nothing with. So then, they, when he come down, they would say, why we couldn't cast him out? The devil out of the man, you understand? He said, well, this power comes by fasting and prayer. We got one all the twisted up on it right now. That's what he said to him. Well, now, I had you to know that that was under the dispensation of the law. You understand? They were partaking of those carnal things. You understand? But on this side, we're fasting. See? And it's the Spirit that makes the intercession possible. You understand? So we're fasting from that. You understand? And the Holy Spirit is making the intercession for us. You understand what I'm talking about? That's the reason why we don't need it. See? We have it in our hearts and in our mind, not in our belly. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, just as you told him, touch not the tree.
Yeah.
See, and that matches is still away with him, Paul. He said, Paul saying, touch not, taste not, smell not. And here, Reverend, I said, I'm not so fishy about it. You see? He told that to chew in the back. Any of them things will kill you. That's right. And listen, you're going to die. Abstain or participate. Because this is not the body that shall be. You understand what I'm talking about? We got one out down the way of Gary talking about some old folks sitting back there, gray headed, you know, and all that. Well, Joe here. You know what I'm saying? There's the daddy immortal lame will never die. The one foot in the grave right now. You understand? He had done blossom for the grave, you understand? And he's standing up there talking like that to him, you understand? See, that's was worth it. Why did you pick that kind of a doctor? Jesus said. I never got so sick and tired of hearing about Jesus said.
Why? Because God, we couldn't do that right. But they know what's going to happen after that. All right, when we're all there together, hey, that's where we come from, then
Now we're recording again.
Record, sing along.
Pause control back.
See, you didn't know that, did you?
Thank you.
Then we've been talking about this income tax report and so forth and so on. Is that right? Now we got some papers right here. Was here on this thing.
Thank you.
tell us to do?
Ye rich men.
Huh?
Ye rich men.
Ye rich men. Listen, you are rich.
I'm rich.
Right.
Shall come upon you. Now you're rich. The wealthy man, I tell you, when it comes to the goods of this world, when it comes to the spiritual side, you're rich. When it comes to the financial side, the millionaires, you understand? See?
Yeah.
What have I done? John said, so how do you read it? Say, why, I said, you don't know about the commandments. He said, well, I kept them. I didn't know.
You understand? You understand? You kept them all to your group. You got to where you're a man, you're out of that man, you're a 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 man. You understand? How did you get so rich? And I said, stop that.
You see what I mean? That's the way it was.